The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Givonis Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the Issur Shfia Makatan, and it's usher to put a davar usher in the mouth or in the hands or right in front of a katan, that he should do a davar usher. The Issur Shfia is by any katan, even if it's not a father with his son, and also it's even by a katan shalahigiel chinuch. This has nothing to do with the mitzvah deraisa of chinuch. This is an issa. I'm sorry, the mitzvah derabanan of chinuch. This is an issa deraisa of causing a katan to do an issa. Now the issa of svia is by an issa deraisa. That means that you may not put an issa deraisa in front of a katan. What about an issa d'rabbanan? Can you give a katan an issa d'rabbanan to eat or to do? So there's machlekes Yerushalayim about this. The Rambam is machmer, the Rashba is mekel. The Shulchan Aruch and Chaim Shin Mem Gimel is saisim like the Rashba. Saisim like the Rambam, that it's aser. However, the Bir Halacha over there brings from Kivega in Siman Tesvav that in a certain case, which Reb Kivega had over there in his Shaila, he was Saimach on the Rashba. Mahalacha, the Mishabur, is not really Machriya. However, the Rav Shulchan Aruch is Matir Letzairuch Hatinuk or Letzairuch Av, that in cases of a certain level of Tzairuch, that it's Mutter to do Sfia of the Rabbanon. The Chayadim is Matir only Makam Tzairuch Gadol. So there is Makam in Al Kapanim Tzairuch Gadol, there is Makam to be Makal Sfia by Nisa the Rabbanon. What's the definition of svia? So svia means either, like we said, to put the food into his mouth. That's the most obvious case. Even if you don't put it in his mouth, if you just put it into his hands, that's also considered svia. Like the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadikam and Beis, is Mukhraf. The Gemara talks here about giving a chagav to a child to play with. And also to tell him to do something is also included. To tell him, either whether it's lahedya or whether it's bermiza, you're telling him to do it, that's also considered svia. To just put something in front of him, not mamish l'tarich yodov, so ayin the divri hagraz, the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, sif yod, where he's machalik between machalas asuris and isuri shabbos, ayin shom. What about to put the katan in front of the isur? Not to put the isur in front of the katan, the isur is sitting there, and take the katan, the child, and put him down in front of the isur. So that's mukhach in the sugi over here in the Afkof Yudalid, and in the Rashba, that would be mutter, that would not be included in sphere. Now, however, these are the basic halachas of sphere. However, before a person is matter anything based on this, for example, let's say a person's light is on Shabbos, and he wants the light to be off, so he wants to know, can he take the child and place him or hold him in front of the light switch, and the child will understand. Either he'll understand that's what you want, or he'll just do it on his own, because he's a little baby, he likes to play with things, he'll stick his hand out and hit the switch, and the light will go off. Ukai gavna, these kind of cases, would that be mutter? So as far as sphere, l'chayrut mochach, like we mentioned in the Gemara, that would not be a problem of sphere would be mutter. However, before a person goes ahead and is matter anything like this, he has to keep in mind another four shilas. Before a person is matter any kind of malacha by a katan, he has to know there are five shilas. The first one is sphere, which we just discussed. I'll just mention briefly what the other four are. Each one has its own gedarim and heterim. But the person has to, at the very least, be aware that there are four more shilas. The next shila, if we count svi as number one, so let's count the next one as number two. The second shila that a person has to be aware of is that the pasuk says in Aseret Sadibris, "Lishasa malacha ata uvincha uvitcha." There's an issa deiraisa of having your son or daughter do malacha. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. That there's an azhara on gedolim that they are not allowed to cause or have malacha being done by ketanim. Now this iser obviously is only the Gabi Shabbos. This is a special iser by Shabbos. And mochach in the sugi over here in Yevamis that this iser is only a malacha that's being done with tzairich of it. So it has a bikula. And it's only something that's a tzarech aviv. So, Marshall, back to the light switch. If the light is in your room and you want the child to put off the light, okay, so that would be loisasa malacha. But if the light is in the child's room and he's doing it for himself, it may not depend which room it's in. It may depend on what the child thinks he's doing, which if he's a little baby, he may not even understand anything. Or he may think that it's always Litzayach, the father, who is taking him to the light switch, in which case it would be better if somebody else took him, without getting into the pratim, just mentioning that there are a couple of variables here. Akopanim. So that's a kula, that it's only when it's Litzayach, the father. But there's a chumrah, on the other hand, that this has nothing to do with chinuch. So this issa would be even on a tinik ben yoymoy, assuming that he knows he's doing something for his father, which of course he doesn't. But the point is, it has nothing to do with the shir of chinuch, or ben shis, ben sheva, whatever the shir chinuch is, Rabbi Isurim. This has nothing to do with chinuch. This is a din d'oraisa of lesasa malacha. So this is not dependent on the shir chinuch. Okay. I'll just mention that there is a machalik to show him about this din of lesasa malacha. We didn't mention Rashi, but there are other ways to learn over here. The marmakaimis on this are the bir halacha, resh samach vav sevav, Dirmaskal Haga, and the Sharatzian, it's in Menchin Lamadalad, Sivkot Nundalad. Okay. Now we go to the third Shiloh, the third possible issue that there is in such a thing, which is the din of Chinuch. It's a mitzvah derabbanon of being Mechanuch. Of being Mechanuch in Mitzvah Satayr. Now there is a Machalik Yushainim over here, that the sheet of the Rambam in Seifuch Machalos Asuris is that Chinuch is Sai by Mitzvah Sasei, Sai by Mitzvah Lois Sasei. That's the sheet of the Rambam, and that is how we paskin. However, other Rishonim argue in Tosfos Yeshanim and Yumim Daf Pei Beis, and the Rashba over here in Yevamos hold that Chinuch is only by Mitzvah Saseh. But Al Kapanim, but there is a Mitzvah of Chinuch, and that has to be dealt with. So obviously, if a child is in it, is Blahigil Chinuch, that wouldn't be a problem. There are other Eterim also, Asher Enkan Mekoimim. Okay, the fourth issue that a person has to think about, possible Isser, is the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem of the days. The Gemara says that there's a din of Asi LeMisrach. The Gemara talks about giving a Tinnik Yain on Yom Kippur by Ibris Mila Chadayma, and the Gemara says as far of Asil Misrach, we're afraid that if we allow him to drink it when he's a katan, so then when he gets older, when he's a gadol also, he'll think that he's allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So there are gedarim when you do say it, when you don't say it, but I'll go upon him, but that is another din that a person has to be aware of. And the final issue is the fifth one, which is that there's an Isser of Amira L'Katan. Just like everybody knows there's an Isser of Amira L'Akum, there's a din of Amira L'Katan. There's an Isser to tell a Katan to do Malacha. The marker of this is the Mishabur and Simit Shin Lama Dalad Sivav and the Sharatin over there, Ayin Shom, for the Pratidin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.